from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia responds to U.S. sanctions. The U.S. Senate has voted decisively to approve a new package of stiff financial sanctions against Russia, Iran, and North Korea. Ben Cardin, a Democratic U.S. senator from the state of Maryland, said this bill guarantees tough action against Russia for interfering in the U.S. election, for their interference in European governments, and their support of war crimes in Syria. Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker also spoke to reporters, saying he's heard that President Trump might not necessarily favor the bill, but he has had no real indication of that.
I've had conversations with the president and Secretary Tillerson over the course of last week. I've gotten no indication whatsoever that that they plan to consider a veto. So it passed overwhelmingly, and I get no indication that's even being discussed.
Meanwhile, the Russian Foreign Ministry said today it is imposing countermeasures on the U.S. in response to new sanctions voted by Congress. The ministry said the sanctions confirm the extreme aggression of the U.S. in international affairs. Effectively, Russia is bringing the number of diplomatic and technical staff working in the U.S. Embassy in Moscow and the consulates general in what they call exact accordance with the number of Russian diplomats and technical staff in the U.S. Russia said the reduction in force would bring the number of U.S. diplomats and staff to 455. Pakistan's Supreme Court has disqualified Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding public office and ordered him to step down immediately. The court convicted Sharif on charges of amassing overseas assets, concealing them, and living beyond his means. Courts in its ruling also ordered opening of corruption cases against two of Sharif's sons. This is VOA News. Israeli police and Palestinian worshippers clashed outside a revered holy site in the Old City within Jerusalem after Israel removed the final elements of security measures it installed there earlier this month. The clashes arose after Muslim leaders in Jerusalem gave permission for their worshippers to re-enter the site. Elsewhere, a Palestinian attempted to stab Israeli soldiers at a junction near Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank on Friday and was shot dead by security forces. No soldiers were reported wounded, and it was unclear if there was any link with the situation at the holy site. Iran says it has successfully launched a rocket carrying a satellite into space. State television in Tehran did not elaborate on the payload of the rocket launched. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert.
So we're looking into the nature of those reports. Some of the specifics I'm not going to be able to confirm or address with you here today, perhaps in the future. But as of right now, this is still considered sort of a developing situation.
Thursday's launch did not violate the 2015 nuclear agreement, which was signed by Iran and six world powers, although the U.S. has expressed concern that the rocket technology being developed by Iran could potentially be adapted to long-range missiles. Five children and two women died after a boat carrying refugees to a Greek island sank off of Turkey's coast on Thursday evening. Nine other people, four Iraqis, three Somalis, and two Syrians were rescued. One migrant was reported missing. Turkey's prime minister has met with executives of leading German businesses operating in Turkey in a bid to allay concerns over German-Turkish tensions. According to reports, a number of German companies are under investigation for alleged links to last year's failed coup. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Prime Minister Binali Yildirim sat down with executives of German companies in Turkey, bringing the message they have nothing to fear.
İş yapan Alman şirketlerini.
Yildirim said the government views the companies as part of the Turkish economy. His comments come after Turkish authorities sent a list to Berlin of German companies allegedly implicated in last year's failed coup to unseat President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Ankara has said the list was sent by mistake and that German companies were not under investigation. But with nearly 1,000 Turkish companies seized in the post-coup crackdown and German nationals also held, business analysts warn there is growing concern among German companies in Turkey. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
And for more on this story, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.